The Urban Land Institute has studied numerous Buffalo properties, including the Richardson Olmsted Complex, One Seneca Tower, and former Millard Fillmore Gates Circle Hospital campus. Now, the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation has recruited the firm to study the terminal. John Gelati is on the CTRC's board of directors.
They will come in and really kind of study the land and the property and the building and the community, and they are the experts. So we're going to kind of hear from them what they think are the best next steps for ultimate reuse and renovation of this property.
The study is scheduled to be completed by June 30th. Supporters of the Central Terminal had high hopes it would be reopened as a train station. But last month, a panel assembled by Mayor Byron Brown recommended a future Amtrak station be located downtown. Common Councilmember David Franchek, who represents that neighborhood, says the train station campaign galvanized the immediate community, which still expects something to be done.
People are really electrified by this, and they are demanding that this is the next big project and neighborhood that needs to be tackled. They're not going to say, you're not going to build a wall around us like, you know, people talking about building walls all over the place. And you're not going to build a wall around us and pretend that we're not going to be neglected, that's for sure.
Late last week, the CTRC announced it would not renew its designated developer agreement with Toronto-based JSK International, led by Harry Stinson. Corporation officials would say only that the sides were not on the same page and that it was decided the CTRC should go in a different direction. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.